No, it's one of the seven dwarfs.
Rivard.
Rivard.
Sneezy.
That sounds gangsta.
Call her Sneezy. That's how they stick.
Rivard. French.
I say Rivard.
Rivard.
Jody says Rivard.
I do not. I say Rivard.
Rivard. But you don't.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 14 of our HUNCA session. It's April 14th, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. Congressman Potts, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Certainly. We just ask for your blessing today. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for all that you provided. Lord, just watch over us, guide us, direct us, and move us in the right direction. Give us pure hearts and give us clean minds and give us the ability to serve our people. Lord, just guide us and direct us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I see you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Yeah, so we have a quorum. And Assistant Chief Redcorn is with his wife, who is ill and at the hospital at this time. So I would just like to remind everyone to keep Louise in their prayers and our thoughts with Assistant Chief Redcorn and their family. And next is approval of the journal. The journal for April 13th.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Speaker, I apologize. Under opening prayer, it should be Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of April 13, 2021, as amended.
Second.
Stabler.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to approve the Journal for April 13, 2021, and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. The Journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Do we have any select committee reports?
Yeah, Speaker, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning regarding ONCA 21-37 along with ONCR 21-06. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Three yes votes were Keene, Big Horse, and Good Fox. Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you. Any reports of standing committees? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2067, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007, 14 ONC, Section 12-105C, 1 to make the annual plan of operation due on or about August 15th of each year, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action was no recommendation. Voting yes were Goodfox, Shaw, Keene, Rivard, Stabler, one absent, Lemon.
Thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any bills or resolutions to introduce? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2137, an act to amend the Anti-Alienation Act at 25 ONC Section 2103 regarding properties in the HOZDA Home Ownership Program and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other member who would like to speak for or against this bill? Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. So I wanted to tell you that I'll be voting yes, because I understand that what this law does is exempt the NAHASDA program from coming to Congress to seek approval in order to sell a property that may be vacated by one of the homeowners. And I believe historically that Mr. Joe Freeman had come to Congress previously to ask for an exemption and actually when conveying a property to a homeowner. And so I've spoke to the director and I've talked to the sponsor, and I feel like this is just, you know, a small movement here to actually, you know, I guess cause that they don't have to come down, because that would cause us to go into special session quite often, which, you know, I don't mind, but I'd hate that that be the only item on our agenda. I'll be voting yes.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. So that is correct, and this amendment strikes one line. So where it reads 25 ONC 2-103A, no real property held in the name of the Osage Nation shall be alienated without the express consent of the Osage Nation Congress by resolution, except for property sold and alienated under the Native American Housing Assistance and Self-Determination Act Home Ownership Program, when the Osage home buyer has fulfilled their obligation to purchase a home. So when the Osage home buyer has fulfilled their obligation to purchase a home is the line that is stricken. And in the event that this doesn't pass, correct, we will be coming for every time a home is given back to the nation, we would need to have a resolution and come in to consent for the conveyance of a tract of a real property, wherever that property is located. And we did get a memorandum from the director, which was sent to all of Congress on Monday. You should have gotten that in your email. So I would urge you to vote yes for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2137 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2137 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2137 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 2106, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2021 as amended. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Hearing none, Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
I waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCR 2106 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 2106 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We're now on motions and notices. Second Speaker Revard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee meeting will meet immediately following session, so I was thinking at 10:30. And I, Clerk, will we stay on this same line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, at 10:30, thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yes, the Cultural Committee will meet today from 1 to 2:30.
Thank you, sir. And Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet today from 2:45 to 4:30.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn tomorrow, until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10. Thank you.